News, I'm Gene Randall. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Military Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. There was harsh anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said U.S. President Donald Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people, but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic, despite its recent trials. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is now enriching more uranium than the country did before it agreed to a nuclear deal with five world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments under the agreement. Ukraine's prime minister offered his resignation today after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the economy. Later, Alexei Honcharyk said in a Facebook post that he took the job of prime minister to fulfill the president's program, calling him a model of openness and decency. Referring to the leaked audio, Honcharyk said, "In order to remove any doubts about our respect and trust in the president, I have written a letter of resignation." Zelensky's office says he'll review the letter, then decide how to act on it. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the impeachment trial of President Trump has begun, with opening arguments set for early next week. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, the trial coincides with Democratic arguments that new evidence provides a series of bombshells in the case against Mr. Trump.
The trial got underway as an independent government agency announced the Trump administration had broken the law by holding up congressionally approved aid to Ukraine. Trump's Senate ally says there was no impeachable offense. But Lev Parnas, an associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, could be a possible trial witness after saying Trump knew exactly what was going on with aid to Ukraine. Trump denies this.
I never had a conversation that I remember with him.
Democrats believe these revelations will increase pressure on McConnell to allow witnesses. The trial set to get fully underway next Tuesday when senators return from the holiday weekend. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
New information has come to light on how the Islamic State was structured during the days of its now defunct caliphate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
The Washington-based Syria Justice and Accountability Center says it has documents that reveal how the Islamic State group ruled during the 4 years of its self-proclaimed caliphate. The documents obtained inside Syria, including abandoned Islamic State offices, show the Bureau of Justice and Grievances played a key role in sentencing and executing penalties, issuing arrest warrants, and regulating daily life. Mohammed Al-Abdallah, the executive director at SJAC, says the documents can help establish a chain of command for international prosecutions. He adds, thousands more documents and videos will be reviewed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is reportedly asking the Pentagon to pay for a new stretch of its Mexican border wall with drug-fighting funds. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Insiders say the Pentagon is reviewing a request that it pay for 270 miles of border wall, along with lighting and roads, from counter-narcotics funding. Most Democrats in Congress oppose the use of military funding for wall construction. They say the president is planning to steal $7.2 billion in counter-narcotics and military construction funding to pay for the wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for. The Supreme Court this summer allowed the president to use military funding. It's estimated $12 billion has gone for wall construction, and billions more have been requested. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.